Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, this is Dick Huddleston speaking. Well, old Lum confessed to his fake broken leg in the public announcement over the party line, so now he's thrown away his splints and crutches and is waiting for the reaction to his announcement. Of course, there's another little matter, too, his signing that accident claim which was sent to the insurance company. I don't know how he's going to clear that up. But anyway, right now he's just in the jot 'em down store, so let's go over and see what we can find out. Come in.
Oh, just you, Lum. Morning.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
I never expected you to show up today. Said yesterday you were going to sort of lay low till things blowed over.
Yeah, I know I did. After that public announcement I made over the party line telling the truth about my broke leg, I figured everybody'd sure enough be mad at me, but special all them that was so thoughty of me, sympathized with me and all that.
Yeah, well, I know Caleb Weehunt and Ezra Seastrunk will beat the living daylights out of you if they ever catch you. After the way they come over to your place and toted you out in the yard in your rocker and all that.
Well, now, that's the peculiar part about it, Abner. I was sort of sneaking down here just now, taking the back way, and I run right smack into Ezra and Caleb both.
Uh-oh.
And they never whopped me once.
Well, you was too fast for them, huh?
No, they both just laughed and said they'd do the same thing themselves if Sister Simpson was after them.
They did?
Caleb said he'd go so far as to actually break his leg to get out of taking her to a sociable.
Is she wanting Caleb to take her to a sociable now?
No, I said...
What is Caleb's woman going to say about that?
Abner, all I said...
She'll break old Caleb's leg for him just short of the world she finds that out. And his head, too.
Abner, what I said was... Oh, just skip it. No use trying to explain nothing around here.
I don't see what Caleb sees in that old biddy.
Abner, I said just skip it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. That'll help Sister Simpson get her mind off of being mad at you.
At me?
Why, sure. When you spouting off on a party line telling the truth about your leg, why, she was more than likely listening to you, you know.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Oh, sure. She sits there with the phone practical glued to her ear half the time. I believe you ought to call her and apologize.
Oh, no. No, sirree, sir. I want to stay just as far away from that woman as I can. If it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't have been in all this trouble.
Yeah, but I'd hate for her to get mad and start trading somewhere else, though. Her run that boarding house, she's the best customer we got in the store.
Yeah, I'd hate that part about it, but you know yourself that woman's had her cap set for me for years. If I call her over there and apologize to her, she'll think I'm making love to her.
Yeah, well, if you want Miss Fredericks to care anything about you, why, you better keep Sister Simpson in a good humor with you.
Well, what's Sister Simpson got to do with Miss Fredericks?
Well, Miss Fredericks staying over at Sister Simpson's boarding house, Lum. You know how that old woman talks about somebody she don't like.
Yeah.
Well, she'll run you down, zaggerate things to where Miss Frederick will hate and despise you.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's so mixed up. I might not even care what Miss Fredericks thinks.
Oh, now, Lum.
It's the truth. I might be a woman hater. I don't know. Looks like they caused me all my trouble. I think I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah, huh?
If it means what I think it does, I know I am.
Well, I don't know what it means myself.
Well, it's a feller that sort of lives by himself, don't have nothing to do with nobody, special women.
Oh.
Dependent sort of a feller.
Well, I was in hopes that you and the school teacher sort of hit it off together. Maybe jump the broomstick.
No, that's all off now. I know she must think I'm awful now, anyway. Set in her Sunday school class with them crutches and let her help me up and sympathize with me and all. Now that she knows it's a fake, she won't want nothing more to do with me.
Well, maybe there's somebody else you can marry.
Who?
Oh, well, I don't know offhand. How about Ezra's old maid sister? I know Ezra'd like to get shut of her, and she's a good cook.
No, sir. Too old.
Too old? She's younger than Ezra. You and him's about the same age.
Too old.
Well, how old do you think you are anyway, Lum? You've looked at them pictures of yourself to where you just don't know how old you are. Been looking at them that was took about 25 years ago. You forget you've got older since then.
I don't look as old as Ezra and his sister, I know that. They're old enough to be one another's grandma.
Have you took a look at yourself lately in a looking glass?
You mean in the dark or with the light on?
With the light on.
Well, yeah, but you can't tell nothing by that.
Why not?
I wouldn't go by that mirror for nothing. It ain't made right somewhere or other. I don't know. I look at it one way, and I've got a big lantern jaw, and then I look at it another way, and I ain't got no chin at all. Used to scare me the way one of my eyes would look about four times as big as the other until I'd move my head, and then the other eye'd get bigger than the first one. Now, you know that ain't right.
No. Your eyes is about the same size. They're mates, all right. Well, one of them is, anyway.
No, it's that mirror. It's sure. Well, there comes Cedric out there. What's he doing out of school?
No telling that boy. Come in, Cedric. What are you doing running around this time of day?
Oh, I've been appointed moniker of the third reader.
Moniker? What in the world's that, Cedric?
Well, I don't know for sure. I'm in charge of different stuff, though. Chalk and erasers and... Well, I'm a moniker, I know that.
Well, that's nice. Whatever it is.
I think you mean monitor, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, that's it. Monitor. I get to carry the flag, too.
Well, good for you.
Anyways, we've run out of chalk, and Miss Frederick sent me out to see if I could get some more.
Well, let's see. Seems like we had a box of chalk around here somewhere.
I tried Dick Huddleston's store, and he never had none.
Yeah, well, let me take a look here, Cedric.
How is Miss Frederick, Cedric?
Oh, she's all right, I reckon. I walked to school with her this morning. She talked about you right smart.
About me? Uh-oh.
She hears you on the party line making some kind of a public announcement, she said.
Yeah, I feared she would. Dad'd blame it all anyway. She would have to be listening. But it felt like a big rock was lifted off my chest when I confessed everything. I know that. I don't know. I just wish she hadn't heard it.
She said she admired you.
Yeah, here you are, Cedric. Now, some of this chalk is broke, but it'll help you out. You better rush on back over to school.
Well,
now.
Wait a minute. Don't rush you, Mavner. She said she admired me.
Yes, Mom. Said it taken a heap of courage to do whatever you done, and she admired you for it.
Well, Fred, ever did you hear that? She admires me. She admires me. And, Grannies, I've always said that honesty is the best policy, and this proves it. Cedric, I might just walk back to school with you and... help you carry the chalk.
Mom, I thought you was going to be a lone wolf from now on.
Well, I don't have to be alone all the time. Come on, Cedric.
Oh, I can carry the chalk by myself, Mr. Long.
Well, you're liable to drop the box and break the rest of the chalk in there. Now, I better handle it.
Mom, let him do it. He's the moniker.
I know, but we do deliver service here.
Mom, for the land's sakes.
Well, I'm the head chalk moniker, so I guess I better take the box myself, Mr. Long. And, oh, say, I forgot, here's a letter for you, Mr. Long.
From Miss Fredericks?
No, Mom. It come in the mail. Dick Huddleston give it to me to bring over to you.
Uh-oh. Look who it's from, Abner.
Huh?
That insurance company.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Well, I got to be going.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. So long. Yeah, what does the letter say, Lon? What are they going to do to you?
Well, wait till I get it open.
Well, hurry up. Have they found out yet you's frauding them with that broke leg?
It's more than likely the $100 check Squire Skimp said he's going to send me.
Well, good.
Good nothing. If I'd have accepted that, they could throw me in the penitentiaries.
Well, I don't believe you better accept it, then.
I ain't going to. But when I send it back, I got to explain this whole thing. And I ain't sure, but maybe they can still get me for attempting to fraud them.
Oh, looks like they got you coming or going. Do they say anything in the letter, or is it just a check in there?
No, all they... Oh, wait a minute. I ain't looked at yet. Let's see. No check in here at all.
Uh-oh. They must be on to you, Lum.
Well, for goodness sakes... Abner, listen to this.
What does it say?
Just listen. They say... Wait a minute. There comes Squire. I hope he don't know about this so I can flash it on him.
Well, what did it say?
Find out.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Howdy, Squire. Come on back. Nice to see you, old boy.
Yes, don't old boy me. I'm in no mood for it. Lum, what kind of tomfoolery is going on here anyway?
Tomfoolery?
Yes, First Abner runs the illustrious Prince Ollie Cush out of town. Runs a member of the royalty out of town just like he was a bum.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Then you get on the party line and tell the whole world that you're a fake and a fraud. Haven't you got any better sense than that?
You think I done wrong, huh?
Wrong? You've just placed yourself behind iron bars. That's all you've done.
Oh, woe is me.
Then look what you done to me. First you put me in bed with my good friend the Prince. And, incidentally, I've got to get that $300 he demanded, too.
$300? Well, now, wait, Squire. He didn't do nothing. He never put on no demonstrator or nothing.
It doesn't make any difference. Out of the goodness of his heart, he came down here to Pine Ridge. And at great expense and inconvenience, just to do you a favor. And then he gets treated like a dog. You can't do that to Royalty Alum. You just can't do it.
You can't, huh?
What he wants now is $1,000. But now, if you let me have the $300, I'll try to get him to settle.
And what if I say I ain't going to give him nothing?
Lum, that's a pretty risky way for a man who's guilty of defrauding an insurance company to be talking. And with that public announcement you made on the party line, you're on very dangerous grounds. Now, if I were you,
If I was you, Squire, I'd take a look at this little hunk of paper here.
What's this?
Go ahead and read it before you start making any threats.
Yeah, read it out loud, Squire. I'm dying to know what it says.
This must be a mistake. I better check on this. I'm not through with this matter yet. I'll be back.
Did you see the look on his face? I found you his jaw fell 10 foot there.
Well, Lum, what'd the letter say? You're driving me out of my mind.
Oh, it was the most wonderfulest letter I ever got, Adam.
What did it say?
It said that the insurance company was sorry, but they had to reject my accident claim because my policy was canceled 2 weeks ago for non-payment of premiums.
Huh?
There's the smartest one thing I ever done, or didn't do.